Thank Mr. Donaldson students for helping us get things started today. I'm Carla Zeus, welcoming all of our viewers from around the world to this Wednesday edition of CNN Student News. First off today, parts of Mexico are preparing for a hurricane that's heading that way. On Tuesday afternoon, Rina was a Category 2 hurricane. Its winds were around 105 miles per hour, but forecasters said Rina could get stronger later in the day. It's heading toward an area of Mexico called the Yucatan Peninsula. That's what you see right here. It's a big vacation spot, especially around the city of Cancun. Experts think Hurricane Rina could hit that city with heavy rain and winds later this week. Meanwhile, authorities in Nicaragua say they found a boat filled with dozens of people who have been evacuated because of this storm. The boat's been missing since Sunday. Officials said all 29 people who were on board the ship are alive. Check out this incredible video we have for you from Turkey. The baby those emergency workers are carrying is 2 weeks old. They found her yesterday in the rubble of a building that was destroyed by Sunday's earthquake. More than 400 people have been killed by this quake, but scenes like this are giving some people hope for those waiting for news about their loved ones. What's more incredible, rescue workers pulled the baby's mother out of the building, too. That's her on the stretcher in the middle of your screen there. They also rescued the baby's grandmother. All three family members were found alive and taken to nearby hospitals. Parts of Japan are still recovering from a deadly quake that hit the nation back in March. It had a magnitude of 9.0. That was the largest ever recorded in the country. And the earthquake launched a tsunami, a giant ocean wave. The waves from that tsunami made it all the way across the Pacific Ocean, crashing the shores of Hawaii and even California. And as Errol Barnett explains, there's more earthquake aftermath heading across the Pacific.
This was the scene after a 9.0 earthquake and tsunami struck Japan back in March. The scope of the tragedy was horrific. More than 15,000 lives lost, entire coastal villages and towns washed away, while a vast amount of debris, bashed boats, the contents of homes, people's belongings, almost everything, was swept into the sea. And now all of that flotsam, about 20 tons worth, is slowly making its way across the Pacific Ocean. Researchers with the International Pacific Research Center say some of the lighter debris is moving faster than expected. They predict it will reach the Midway Islands by this winter and arrive in Hawaii in less than 2 years. This animation shows the vast debris field moving across the Pacific. Crew members aboard a Russian ship spotted the junk about 3,000 kilometers from Japan. Some of the trash included a fishing boat. Researchers say it's important to know where the stuff is heading because it could threaten small ships as well as coastlines. Meanwhile, in Japan, the rebuilding continues as the country deals with the disaster's aftermath. Tourism has been down since the quake and tsunami, prompting the country's tourist board to give away 10,000 free flights. Errol Barnett, CNN.